As the chief ideologist of Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign, Steve Bannon is one of the most divisive figures in American politics. After he was ousted from Trump's White House, he took his nationalist agenda abroad. We watch him at work in the film The Brink.
We helped knit together this populist nationalist movement throughout the world. Because guys in Egypt are coming to me, the Modi's guys in India, Duterte, you know, and we get Orban and even thing, and we're somehow some sort of convening authority.
Filmmaker Allison Clayman has a knack for getting close to subjects and watching action unfold. She observes Bannon working with neo-fascists in Europe to create an international political operation he calls The Movement. And she captures his volatile management style.
Do you want me to come and wait? Do I have to change your nappy and powder your bottom?
What are we going to do, text him every hour?
Yes.
Some liberal pundits attack Bannon on camera while he is warmly received by other influential figures. Former Goldman Sachs president John Thornton tells Bannon he's more important than Trump.
You're the guy who put him in the White House. That's all good. However, you're the leader of something that's much more powerful, whether he runs in 2020 or he doesn't run in 2020, or 2024 for that matter. So I'd like to see what happens. I'd like to see you increasingly seen as the intellectual horsepower leading the movement.
The film is a disturbing first draft of a history that's still unfolding. The Brink opens this weekend in theaters. For more information, visit wnyc.org/docs.